I'm Ellen Stratton, and good morning, Barbara, Stephen, and Tracy, and your families. I first met Helen in the summer of 1982. I walked into the Hillsdale Bakery. I just moved to Hillsdale, and I was looking for a good loaf of bread, and I found it. She was behind the counter. Dad was in the back working. Little did I know that they were such successful people in the business community of Hillsdale. But I came to know Helen through this church. I came to know Helen to be a very chic woman. Nobody ever smelled better than Helen. She was indeed very special, as so many of you know. She loved travel. She loved this church. She provided leadership on our church council. She provided leadership on the women's executive board. She led her circle, which you've heard about. She was indeed very friendly, opened her eyes when she met you, and you were always dazzled by those blue eyes. Most of the time, I found Helen to be encouraging me to do things. She was just that kind of a person, always giving. I think she was most proud on the Sundays when her family would accompany her to worship. She was so joyful, and that would carry her through. Because she'd show up at our Bible study, which I inherited the leadership of, just walking on tiptoes. She was so excited that everybody had come, and she was so especially proud of everyone's contributions. Her children, her grandchildren, she just adored you all. And she felt you were so accomplished, and it was a wonderment to her. She was just so thrilled at everything you had done. Helen and I, through Bible study, came to find out that our favorite scripture was indeed the same one. It comes from Psalms. And the scripture is, "Be still and know that I am God." And that was Helen. She would come into the sanctuary when no one else was here and sit and have her time with God. It was very important to her to do that. And I have a plaque in my kitchen at my desk that says, "Be still and know that I am." And when I read it, I always think of Helen right there with me reading it. So I will always have Helen in my daily life. I don't know if you know it, but the name Helen means bright light. How fitting, because she was a bright light for all of us. The Bible study group that I inherited had been known as either Disciple 1, 2, 3, or 4, or Companions in Christ. Those were specific studies offered by the United Methodist Church. And when we had moved through all of that, we didn't have an identity. So we said, let's come up with a name. And we chose the name Bicoda, which comes from a scripture in Ephesians, "Be ye kind one to another." Well, she was my most enthusiastic supporter of that acronym name, because she told me that her mother had belonged to a Bible study group by the same name, Bicoda. And that's so cool. That was really cool. There's this continuity. I believe Helen was a nurse before she was working behind the counter at the bakery. And that hair that you find in a person who's called to nursing is the way Helen lived her life, her caring. So I just want to tell you, I feel privileged to have known her for her gifts. And we'll remember her for a long, long time. Thank you.